Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we come this morning another Lord's Day. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts. We're approaching your mighty throne of grace. We're asking you, dear Father, to look down upon us and love us and care for us as your very own. We're praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go through this land and country, that we will continue to do the things that's right and well-pleasing in your sight, the kind of things that will help us make heaven our home. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, travel through this land and country, let us take the time to stop and preach and teach the word of God to every soul we come in contact with so they can make heaven their home. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will help all of us, your children, continue to love and care for one another and teach this world what love is about. For men are studying evil madness. They're studying ways to be warmongers. They're studying ways to kill by the thousands, and yet you still are on the throne. So let us take your love and extend it to these lost souls so they will know what to do when it comes time to make heaven their home. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those of your children who have gone out into this world, who have fallen in love with this present world, and who turn and walk with us no more. Help us, your children, to seek them out continually, to preach and teach the word of God so forcefully that they will return to the fold before it's a day and everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, that you will help us understand all of the things that are necessary to make heaven our home. And once we understand them, let us be diligent about doing that job that will keep those things intact. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will always be willing to take the time to teach and preach the word of God, to love and care for lost souls. Let us do good to all men, but especially those who are in the household of faith. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will find a way to lock our hands and our arms together and march on to glory, never turning back into this world, but always looking for a home with Jesus Christ. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we, your children, go, help us to understand what love is about. Too many of us think we know love, and yet and still we fall short of the mark. But help us, your children, teach the world what love is about, the kind of love that your son showed for us when he prayed tirelessly and then went to the cross to die for us. We're also asking you, dear Father, that you will continue to strengthen our preached brothers. They do a colossal job preaching and teaching the word of God. Help them to continue to do this job and be willing to do this job. We're also praying, dear Father, for our radio program. We're trying our best to reach the whole entire world. Help us to do this by continuously supporting this radio program so we, your children, can go on record as being known as the children who reached out for the lost world. We're also praying to you, dear Father, as we go, help us to reach out and touch our sick, our shut-in, our imprisoned, those who don't have a home, and those who have nowhere to go. Let us, your children, extend our arms out to them as your son extended his arm out to us, and let them know that we love and we care for them and that they need to come home. And if you look down upon us, dear Father, and find out that we have done all of these things that you have commanded of us, we ask that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praise to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.